XFL just around the corner. Battlehawks fans are fired up. We knew that ever since Operation Shutdown in 2020. Still walking around town. You see Battlehawks gear everywhere. People are ready to roll. We just need a schedule to come out. That's got to be soon because the XFL season starts in mid to late February. And I didn't know this until recently. Ran into somebody and they said, you know who the Battlehawks vice president is here in St. Louis? We know that the team itself, yes, it's headquartered in Arlington, Texas. But the local VP is Brandon Williams, local football player, went to Hazelwood East, was a star player at Wisconsin. I think he was, and I know we talked about it, for a long time, he was the all-time receptions leader for the Badgers. I think he still is or has a piece of it. I'll let him explain that. But third-round pick of the 49ers, and then for a little bit played with the Rams. It was Scott Linehan's last year. It was a less-than-memorable Rams season, 2008. But local guy who then did some TV for us at Fox 2 on the pregame and postgame shows, Game Day Live. And again, those were some less-than-memorable Rams seasons. But he did TV with us, smart guy, charismatic guy, did TV for Big Ten Network, worked for Anheuser-Busch, got his MBA at Lindenwood, and here he is now, local VP for the Battlehawks. Great to have somebody in town. I know Brian Stoll, the PR guy, is local, and we need a little bit more of that to connect this Battlehawks franchise to our town, and folks are getting revved up. So this is our visit with Brandon Williams, coming to you from the Pasta House Studios, 21 area locations in greater St. Louis and Illinois. I talk all the time about the carryout meals, curbside service. They do delivery. Family of four, get the entire meal all prepared for you or stop by. Boy, beautiful bar at the location on Manchester and Weidman out there in Ellisville. And popped into the Ladue location to get some food to go, another beautiful, all the restaurants are beautiful, but the food is the story, made fresh every single day. I've been telling you about it for a while now. If you haven't been, it's time to get back to your neighborhood Pasta House. The Pasta House Studios bringing you the Kilcoin Conversation, as always, presented by B&G Tuckpointing, the best in the bricks. BGTuckpointing.com is their website, or call 363-0525. And this time of year, waterproofing is important. Foundation repair. They do all of that at B&G Tuckpointing. The best in the bricks. 314-363-0525. Triad Bank, longtime sponsor of all the Kilcoin Conversations. Neighborhood-friendly bank. Clayton Road in Frontenac. And the second location on Olive, just west of 270. It's TriadBanking.com. Marie DeVillette Senior Living, corner of Clayton and Weidman Road. Beautiful Christmas tree is up. A lot of construction right now on Clayton Road, but it's worth the drive just to check out the decorations and the giant tree. Hop out, and you probably have time with the construction. Hop out of your car and take a picture. And to take a virtual tour of the facilities, assisted living, senior living, beautiful campus, it's mariedevilla.com, M-A-R-I-D-E-V-I-L-L-A.com. And also appliance discounters all around the St. Louis area and on the web. TheAppliancediscounters.com, washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, get it delivered quickly. Giant warehouse in downtown St. Louis means they have inventory when others don't. It's that simple. TheAppliancediscounters.com, GE always has great rebates, General Electric, whatever you're in the market for. This holiday season, put it under the tree. You still got time. TheAppliancediscounters.com. And now the VP of your Battlehawks, Brandon Williams.
My guy, BMW, B-Money, the Gridiron GQ, Brandon Williams. I knew him when. That's what I like to tell people all the time. People are excited about the Battlehawks, the XFL. What is your title?
So I am the Vice President of Team Business and Event Operations. So pretty much managing all the business side, from marketing, sponsorship, ticket sales strategies, social media, event and game day coordination. So pretty much anything that has to do with non-football activities that are geared toward helping the fans have a better experience and making sure things run smoothly and we're spending money efficiently and we're just being seen all over the city and the region and people are excited about it.
What carries over from the last Battlehawks experience? The team was so popular. There was such a buzz. How do you build off of that? How do you maintain that?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is the story that football and the love affair that football has with the city of St. Louis. And so the carryover for me really is kind of twofold. I want to make sure that we are engaging all of those previous fans because they had various social media pages and stuff like that. So being able to re-engage them, but also re-engaging with some of the old staff, you know, because it's some of the old staff is still around. We probably can't get all of them, but some of them, they did really good things in 2020. And I like that we possibly could get some of the old staff. Obviously, Brian Stoll is carrying over in that staff, and he's been a tremendous help.
You're a football guy. You played it your whole life. You played in the NFL. Maybe still Wisconsin's not quite the all-time receptions leader. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Who's still number one on that list?
I'm still number one. It's an asterisk. Okay. It's a 1B, though. So, you know, 1B, Jared Aberderis came after me, and he tied me. You know, he didn't pass me.
Oh, he didn't? Okay.
He tied me, and therefore he is 1B in the record books. And it's all good because everything else is pretty much still intact, from yards to, you know, return yards and all that stuff. I'm still number two all-time yardage, only behind the great Ron Dane.
And when you go to Madison, and I'm going to get back to the XFL, but I'm pumping up that football resume a little bit. My man from Hazelwood East goes to Madtown. And then you were because we were doing TV at Fox 2.
We had fun,
and then,
didn't we?
You know, a lot of fun. The team was terrible, but we had fun.
I mean, we had a lot of fun. We did it. We had a five-year run. I would have loved to do it longer, but, you know, the team left. So it was just kind of like, man, we out.
But then you went back to Madtown for a little bit. And what's it like going around? I mean, is everybody talking about Coach Alvarez and big bowl games and when you're up there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Madison is like my second home, to be honest. It was a joy to be there as an undergrad. But it was even better to be there as a father, husband, and a family man. My kids and my wife loved Madison. Just the community.
What about in January? See, my wife would love it in August, September, October.
Well, the heat works pretty good up there, so we just stay in the house. And we had a lot of quote-unquote family up there, like people who became our family. And it was a very tight-knit community up there. And so we really enjoyed that. You know, even in your hometown, sometimes you don't get that same feeling because when people come from out of town, it's kind of like they really want to make you feel welcomed. And that was how we felt.
Okay, so you've been around football your whole life. Tell me about this challenge, though, being one of the bosses here in town. I mean, it's a different kind of football experience.
It really is. It's really something where I have to continue to learn, continue to study, but also be a man of the people and be patient with people because I'm going to be interacting with people, working with people, leading, you know, people in their different personalities. And I think this is the biggest challenge as a leader, right? Because you got to put the right people in the seat. And you got to help them help you, right? Because I can't do everything. Is capacity is thin, and you don't want to be stretched too far because the success is not just on you. It's about your whole team and really being a team player. And so that's the biggest thing for me. I'm excited to be in this role where I have capacity to lead a team and to build strategy. And I love thinking about strategy and coming up with new innovative ways to do the same thing, just in a different way.
And down the road, they'll be here. That's the goal. Like, the team will be based here. And I know Coach Becht has told me that's the plan. At some point, got to walk before you run.
Well, anything football related, I don't know. So if Coach Becht told you that, then I'm going to ride with Coach Becht.
Okay.
Anything business related, that's what I know about. And I haven't heard that the team will be here eventually, but I would assume if I was running
a league. I'm trying to jam you up in your first week on the job.
If I was running a league, I would eventually want to go to a model where it's a more homegrown group of people who are running the franchise and the organization and build it from that standpoint. That just makes sense.
And what do you think that we saw it in 2020, but the thirst for football in our town is to have a high-level football product?
Oh, the thirst is there. The desire is there. And people in St. Louis just want a winner. They want to be entertained. They want to have fun because football is the most entertaining product in the world. Like, it's a reason why the NFL makes billions and billions of dollars, and it's only played in really in the United States, right? Our game has not really went international as much as you want it to. The NFL is trying, right? But NBA is international. Soccer is international. Heck, hockey is international. But by far, the biggest ratings go to football. And I think the people of St. Louis deserve a football team. They deserve professional football. And I think the XFL is giving us the opportunity to have that. And they're serious about being here in St. Louis. And the cool thing is that the Battlehawks is a St. Louis team. It's literally homegrown. We're not importing this from Dallas. We're not importing this from Arizona or Cleveland or anywhere else. This team was ideated, created, and has manifested all in St. Louis.
Got your MBA at Lindenwood, worked for Anheuser-Busch, and I feel like everything, even the TV was fun, but you've been kind of working towards, is this sort of the job that, like, getting in at the football level and in the management level, kind of what you've been working towards?
Yeah, it really has been. Ever since I left the TV world in probably late 18, early 19, and really got out of the broadcast, communications, digital media world, my focus has been 100% on getting back into sports in the C-suites, no matter what the sport. And I've just been blessed and fortunate that it happened to be in St. Louis and it happened to be in football.
When do you get to hang with The Rock? When does that happen? Not yet.
Well, I have not been introduced to DJ yet. I'm excited about the opportunity, but I will tell the St. Louis people that he's excited about coming here, him and Danny. Danny is a very dynamic person herself. She's a world-class a woman as far as from business to, you know, being a mom as well. And so I'm excited to meet Danny, quite honestly, because she's kind of like the glue or the thread that brung all this XFL stuff together. If you really listen to the interviews and listen to her talk, this was kind of her baby. And she got DJ to come on board, and then they just happened to be vetting this opportunity at the same time with Jerry Cardinale, and she was really the one pushing this. And so she had a vision and a plan, and so I would love to listen to her. And a lot of people may not know, but her and DJ The Rock, all of his movies, all of their production, his liquor business, she is his partner in all of that stuff. And so
that's his ex-wife, right?
That's his ex-wife. Now,
I'm trying to get my head around that.
Now, how it is? I mean, I don't think, you know, your head could be big enough to get around that thing, because you just don't see that type of partnership. And I think that's a testament to them both understanding the bigger picture and the bigger goal at hand is for us to be successful. You know, they have one daughter who's a wrestler herself, who's becoming, you know, a phenom. And so I think I really applaud that. Because, you know, she's been there and been, in this case, the catalyst for, you know, the XFL even being the XFL again.
How are the ticket sales? I know the Battlehawks early on got a lot of feedback. You know, people were putting money down. I guess we're waiting on a schedule, too. That'll help sell some tickets. And that's coming soon, I guess.
Well, all of that is coming soon. We're excited about the appetite that the fans have for Battlehawks football. And you know, once the schedule comes out, I think people will be happy. I think people will be excited. We've been working very closely with the Dome to really make sure that it's all fitting in this perfect little package. Because, you know, the Dome does their own thing. We don't own the Dome, so we can't make them do anything. But there are some really good people over there at the Dome, and their general manager and Explore St. Louis, and they've been really forthcoming and open working with us. And so I'm excited.
BMW, my man, Brandon. Good to see you. Got a kid at CBC. Good for you. Your dad's almost as old as me. That blew me away.
No, yeah, man. My dad, shout out to class of 1980 CBC. My dad went there. My son's going there. He'll be class of 2026. It's really good times. You know, kids are from, what, 4 to 15. So they're running me crazy and raggedy. But I'm surviving. Like I said, man, we're blessed. And excited to continue to build a legacy in St. Louis, man. A lot of people run away from St. Louis, Martin, but we didn't. We stayed.
Give my man a caw, okay?
Caw is law. Let's go. Come on now.
Looking forward to the XFL season. Going to be a busy time in St. Louis. The Blues season's still going. Billiken's still going. College basketball in full tilt. Cardinals will be starting spring training. MLS coming to St. Louis at the same time, and the Battlehawks playing over at the Dome. It's going to be a fun time of year. Great to have Brandon Williams on board. Smart guy. I knew him when. That's what I like to say. And it's great that the Battlehawks have some STL connections. Brandon Williams, friend of the show, we like to say. He actually joined Martin and Marlo Talking College Football podcast maybe a year or two ago. We appreciate all of our great sponsors. We appreciate you checking them out. If you're in the market for a new bank, sick of being, I don't know, treated rudely by your bank, just crazy how that happens so often. Neighborhood-friendly bank, Triad Bank. They work with so many local businesses, it's worth checking them out. TriadBanking.com. Marie Davila, Senior Living, the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. They've been there since 1960, and it's more than senior living. It really is a campus. Great setting, great people. Check them out on the web at mariedavila.com. Appliance Discounters, theappliancediscounters.com. They also have a great service repair team. My guy, Sean, we've had a few issues. Kilcoyne Kids can be a little rough on the appliances, but Sean comes out, gets us back up and running. It's part of the great service, the repair team at Appliance Discounters. B&G Tuck Pointing, where they are, yes, the best. In the bricks. They also do waterproofing, foundation repair. You can get a free estimate for your home. Maybe it's a brick garage, brick chimney, brick building, place of business. Get an estimate to make it look new again at 314-363-0525. As always, we're coming to you from the Pasta House Studios. Stop by your neighborhood Pasta House. You will not be disappointed. Whatever the meal you choose, maybe it's just the salad or the cheese bread or the bread. All of it is fantastic. PastaHouse.com is where you can check out the entire menu. I'm Martin Kilcoyne. We'll talk again soon.